Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and we are back from the hiatus. I so hope that you had an awesome couple of weeks during your summer where I kind of missed you there. But we are back with all new content, not only this week, but every week to come. And today we're talking about, is your side hustle worth the hustle?
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, I just want to thank you again for sort of leaning into this month-long hiatus that we did. I know I've actually heard from a lot of you who've emailed me and just sort of panicked that, is this podcast going away? And this podcast is definitely not going away. In fact, you know, part of the reason for doing the hiatus not only was to give us a little bit of break, because I'll be honest with you, a 5-day-a-week podcast on top of everything else that we're developing and working on is a hefty undertaking. And I always want to make sure that I'm bringing, you know, cool people and cool topics and good information, and that I'm hopefully not boring you, because that's definitely not my goal of the podcast. But it was also a time for us to just really think about, you know, what direction do we want the podcast to go in? What different sort of things do we want to bring to you? And, you know, we came up with some great things. So it was definitely a fruitful hiatus. It was also my birthday in there. And so probably for a little selfish reasons, I thought, you know what, I really want to escape. It's rare that we go on a vacation. I'll use that word vacation because most of our trips aren't vacations. We're actually working. We're working on podcast content, or we're writing, or, you know, we're developing for something else. We're doing an event or whatever it may be. And so although we have, you know, I'm not complaining because we have lots of time to explore and do cool things, but we're also kind of in work mode, you know? And so this was the first time. We literally took 10 days. I went and spoke in Washington at a global girls conference. And then I kind of rushed back to Los Angeles, and then we rushed away on vacation for about 10 days. And it was amazing. It took me about 5 of the 10 days to actually unwind and catch up on sleep. And then the last 5 days, I think I was like fully relaxed, and then it was time to come back home. So, and back to reality. But it was just a great time, and I really appreciate, again, you guys listening to the podcast while we were gone. We did a lot of summer reboot episodes. And like I said, I heard from a lot of you who were just really worried that the podcast was going away. So not to worry. Hopefully I put out enough announcement that we will be back. We're just needing to take a tiny, tiny bit of a breather. So I hope you had a good summer. I hope you had a good July 4th if you're in the U.S. If you're anywhere else, I hope you had just an awesome end of June, end of July, right? So today we're talking about a topic that is kind of near and dear to my heart, and it is a side hustle worth the hustle? And, you know, side hustle is really the new it word, right? If you don't have a side hustle, then you're thinking about what side hustle you can start. It just sort of feels, I think, for a lot of people, like, if I don't have a side hustle, am I missing out? And, you know, the reality is that the whole side hustle thing, it's not for everyone. And that's okay. You know, I think sometimes we think, like, when there's an it thing, like, we all have to do it, and it's the answer for all of us. And it's definitely not, accurate. I've probably been side hustling before that was actually a word. Many of you know I started my first business at 19 in college, and I guess you would consider that a side hustle, although it was actually a legitimate corporation that I ended up selling when I got out of college. But I think it just sort of started almost as a side hustle. But, you know, it really was just me having this crazy idea when I was driving on a very crowded freeway in Los Angeles, as they always are. So you have plenty of time to think. And I just sort of threw out to my family, like, hey, I have this idea about something I want to create. I don't think it exists. You know, what should I do? And they were like, oh, just go for it, right? And being 19 years old, I had absolutely no idea what it took. But it was the best decision I have absolutely ever made. It taught me so, so much. It really has made me into who I am today. And I'm super excited that actually sort of my career is like transitioning back to those kind of big dreams when I was 19. It's kind of a weird circle back around, but I love it. So, you know, you may be in the throes of a side hustle, you may be thinking about a side hustle. And I think that, you know, we read all this stuff about how great side hustles are, and they are, don't get me wrong, right? But I think we also need to talk about that it's not perfect for everyone, and that it is called a side hustle, but it is definitely, not hustle in the bad word, right? I'm not like we're hustling you out of anything, but it's a hustle. Like you have to do your normal job or whatever you're normally doing, and then on top of, you have this other thing that you're focusing on, and sometimes the other thing can take more time than actually your full-time job, and it can be exhausting, you know. And so, you know, I think that we really need to think about the whole side hustle notion before we actually just kind of like jump in and have a side hustle. But with that being said, I will say that if I can pass along any of the lessons that I have learned in my career, it's really that getting ahead and achieving goals is simply that you have to put yourself out there and be willing to risk failing. And, you know, a lot of people talk to me at conferences and events and different things like that. I want to know, you know, what it's taken to be an entrepreneur all these years. And that's really it, is that I put myself out every single day on this podcast, on what I write, on the video stuff I do, on events, anything. And I go out there and just risk making a complete fool of myself, or risk somebody not liking what I say or how I say it, you know, whatever it may be. And I know that I put myself out there on the ledge knowing that that is a possibility. And I think that, you know, we all need to learn to some degree to be comfortable with that, because I think, especially in this like social media driven world, we're so nervous about making a mistake or looking like a fool, right? We all want to look like we are perfect. We've got a perfect life. We've got a perfect family. We've got a perfect spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, or perfect job, or I don't know, you know what I mean, right? And it's exhausting. Like, I will tell you, I struggle big time with social media. I've come close so many times to just going completely off of social media because I feel like I just, I don't know, it makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm not a great sort of promoter of myself in that way. I've always tried to be a bit more humble. Like, I don't feel great bragging about things, and I always try to find the right words so it doesn't sound like I'm bragging. And, you know, I mean, I think the goal for me on social media is really just to motivate people who read or see my journey and know that, you know, I have the same fears and I'm scared and I risk failing and all of these things, but I keep pushing forward to really embrace and achieve the calling that I think I'm supposed to have. And so I try to echo that in everything, but it's hard. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, I realize. But maybe you don't struggle with social media. Maybe it doesn't bother you at all. And there's nothing wrong with that either. I'm really like frustrated, I think, especially in the niche that I am. You know, most people are like, well, you know, you don't have 50,000 followers on Instagram. I'm like, yeah, but A, are those all real? Because I'm really convinced that a lot of people buy followers, which is nothing against it. But it just makes me feel like everything is so freaking fake, you know? Like what can you believe anymore? Anyway, we're gonna get back to side hustles, right? So, you know, they aren't just for those people that are trying to scrape together extra cash. So there was a recent story out that famous NBA player LeBron James, you may know him, plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers, tried to win the NBA finals this year, but didn't. I love LeBron, what he stands for, but you know, I'm not a big Cavs fan. But anyway, he just recently announced that he passed up a $15 million sponsorship deal with McDonald's years back to become a 10% franchisee owner in Blaze Pizza. I don't know if Blaze Pizza is in your neck of the woods, but it's one of those places where you go in and you kind of pick your toppings and you get an individual pizza and they put it in the wood oven and it comes out and then, you know, it's a thin crust pizza. They're kind of popular out here in California. They started in Ohio, which obviously is how LeBron got involved. And so he got involved way back when they started, early years, 2012, 2013. Well, now he's laughing all the way to the bank because the company is now worth over $1.1 billion and growing, you know, and he is a significant franchise owner of Blaze Pizza. And so that is actually a side hustle for him. He didn't need the side hustle, right? He makes millions and millions of dollars on other product sponsorships, on playing in the NBA. But he saw an opportunity. So, you know, I think we get in the mindset too that you only need a side hustle if you're struggling. And that's not the case. You know, it's really about side hustles are about looking for opportunities that exist where you can find a niche or you can find an opportunity and you can really grow your net worth, grow your wealth, you know, and who knows what it could lead to.
Okay, listen, like many of you out there, I love Notion, our sponsor today, and I honestly use it every day for my notes and journaling. I also track our family expenses, and I manage all of our household to-dos. Notion has been such a lifesaver in helping me get a lot more organized because that's not one of my strengths, without stressing me out. Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organize, and rediscover the joy of play. It's a workspace designed not just for making progress, but getting inspired. Notion is the AI-powered workspace that can summarize things like meeting notes and automatically generate action items and help you get answers to questions in seconds. It will honestly blow your mind. Notion is for everyone, whether you're a Fortune 500 company, you're a freelancer, you're starting a startup, or you're a student juggling classes and clubs, or you're somebody like myself that just really wants to get organized. Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/ETM. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/ETM, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you are supporting our show, notion.com/ETM. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. There was also a new survey out from Bankrate. I'm going to link it in the show notes that shows that 44 million Americans are all about the side hustles, but millennials are leading the charge. And that doesn't really surprise me. It might surprise you. But 25% of millennials say they make $500 a month or more on their side hustle, and 61% do their side hustle at least once a week. So, I mean, $500 or more is a pretty good number. I don't know how you would feel about an extra $500 a month, but I would welcome it. I kind of welcome any extra money. That's really how I always try to talk about money. You know, sometimes people are like, well, why would I switch savings accounts? And I'm like, well, if I gave you $10 at the end of the year, or if I gave you $100, which do you want more? Well, obviously everyone's going to pick the $100. I'm like, well, okay, it's the same logic that goes behind making some shifts with your finances, right? And it doesn't, again, it doesn't have to be a big amount of money, but I just think like more money is more money. And passing that up is kind of, it's talking crazy. So why do a side hustle? Obviously, you know, the extra cash to pay off student loans and debt. I mean, that's a big one. If you're struggling with paying off student loans and debt and you're thinking about a side hustle, this is a great way. I mean, if you drive an extra $500 a month into paying off your student loans, you will be blown away at how fast those things go away. I mean, it doesn't even have to be $500. I mean, you could take $100 a month, throw it on your student loans, and it is going to accelerate the payoff like you just cannot believe. Saving for, you know, big things like a vacation or a wedding or buying a home, side hustle is a great way to build up your down payment fund for buying your first home or your second home or your third home or your investment house, whatever you want. It's a great way to really build that up, right? You could also use the extra cash to juice up your retirement or maybe open a Roth or an IRA. There's lots of ways, you know, if you're not happy with your company, if your company doesn't offer a great match, or even if they do offer all these things, but you could still juice up your retirement even more. If you can get to saving the max, or you can put the max in a Roth or whatever it may be, that's just a great way to like further you along the road to wealth and options down the road. You know, one of the benefits of having a side hustle is you may also have the ability to write off some of the expenses that come as part of your side hustle with, you know, 1099, that's what I'm trying to say, 1099 income, and your side hustle could grow into a full-time business. I mean, I've seen that happen lots of times, but my motto with side hustles is always try it before you buy it, right? So try your side hustle for a while. Make sure you're making decent profits and it's growing before you decide to quit your full-time job, because it's tough out there right now. One of my dear friends, he's older than I am, but you know, he really, I think, echoes the statement that there is no job security these days. He got laid off from his job, and you know, he only got a couple of months severance, and it's tough out there to find a job, even a big market like Los Angeles. There are tons of companies that are just laying off people, and it seems to be the higher up you are in a company, the more likely you are to get laid off because you have a bigger salary, right? So it's a bigger hit for the company if they can take back that salary, I should say. You know, it's better for the bottom line for that company. So a lot of times the higher up you move in a company, almost, you know, the more fearful you should be at layoffs. And no one is secure these days. No one. I don't care who you work for. You are not secure. And that really means that not that you have to have a side hustle, but it just means you need to think differently about like being prepared and having an emergency fund and just thinking ahead and not thinking that you're bulletproof, because nobody is, right? So how do you start one of these things? How do you start a side hustle? There's no magic way to do this, but you know, if you have a skill or hobby that you love, that's a good place to start, right? So, you know, let's say, for instance, you make a great gluten-free cookie. I don't know, right? And there are a lot of gluten-free baked goods in the area that you live. Well, that might be an awesome side hustle. Like, start a bakery literally out of your house and start selling those cookies. I mean, that's just one simplistic example. There's so many different side hustles you can have. You know, now you can use social platforms to showcase your skills in the positive way. You know, you can connect with friends, offer a discount. Some people have even had to get a certification if they need to, you know, maybe claim expertise status in a certain area. Couple things to keep in mind, though, if you are running a side hustle or starting a side hustle, setting up a separate bank account to keep all the cash and expenses separate from your personal account is a really good idea. And there are so many great online banks now and places you can get, you know, a rewards credit card where you can use that credit card to charge, you know, any expenses that you need for the business is a great idea. You know, you can track your expenses and income in programs like FreshBooks. I use FreshBooks myself to track everything. It makes it really easy at tax time. You literally just hit a button and it prints out all of your expenses in different categories. You know, and kind of like wrapping back around to, you know, one of the lessons I was talking about is just, again, not being afraid to fail with this. You know, you might start a side hustle and you get a couple months down the road and it's not working. You know, you're not making any money. It's just costing you more money. And that's always like rule number one of a side hustle. It should never cost you more to run the side hustle than you're making. It may in the beginning. And the beginning, I'm talking like the first, you know, 60, maybe 90 days. But if you're not seeing any profits that are, you know, above and beyond your expenses, then it might be time to either reevaluate what you're charging or reevaluate your product, your expenses. You know, you should always be thinking about it like a business owner, because when you're doing a side hustle, you are a business owner. Whether you're incorporated or not, you're running that business. And so not only being, you know, CEO of your business, but also being CEO of your money and thinking about things in those terms. But, you know, I think I live and breathe and sleep and speak side hustle and entrepreneurialism. I mean, I think that just oozes out of me. And sometimes I forget that not everybody is like that, because it's hard for me to turn off the switch. And I've tried, like, trust me, I have tried so many times, you know, when you just like, you close your eyes or you want to have that like genie moment where you're like, okay, I'm just not going to be like this anymore. I'm just going to be like, you know, somebody else who has one job, goes into the job 9 to 5, has a normal weekend. I've tried to do that so many times, at least to put my brain in that spot. And it just doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. And so everybody is different. And that's really what I mean. You know, is your side hustle worth the hustle? Obviously I'm coming off the hiatus from podcasting, so my words are all getting funky on this one, but, you know what I'm trying to say, right? So is the side hustle worth the hustle? Are you making cash? Does it make sense? Is it propelling you forward? Is it something that's taking more time than necessary? You know, really, again, looking at it like a business and being a business owner and making those kind of like big boy, big girl decisions are gonna help you figure out whether it is worth the hustle. All right, as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And listen, if you enjoy the podcast and you get value out of it, please, please, please share it with your friends. Head on over to the link in the show notes to iTunes. Leave us a review. I really appreciate it.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.